As promised, late but not, of course, least, we've got Janine Roos, Director at Mental Health Information Center. Janine, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thank you so much.
So it's a very important discussion that we're having this morning relating to, we just talked about that health and wellness with our previous guest, and we're zeroing in specifically on the effects of the pandemic themselves. Have you seen an increase in the number at your organizations or practice?
So the Mental Health Information Center is an organization that is closely linked to the Stellenbosch University UCT MRC unit on risk and resilience in mental disorders. And we are situated at the Department of Psychiatry at Stellenbosch University. We operate a call center, amongst other things. And yes, we have definitely seen an increase in calls and contacts to the information center during the pandemic. And also, interestingly, contacts via our website was really a lot more than before the pandemic. So maybe people were online more. And I would say the majority of inquiries were about people feeling anxious and depressed, and also about substance abuse, and then inquiries about where to find help regarding mental disorders.
And I'm sure a lot of people are looking for coping mechanisms. What kind of signs should we look out for from a loved one or friends?
So we are talking about depression in the pandemic, and we know that depression is a medical illness that may result in significant distress, and it affects people of both sexes, all ages and races, cultures and social classes. And we all know that it is natural to feel down and sad at times. This is a normal part of everyday life. When someone experiences these feelings, sad or negative feelings that interfere with their normal functioning and that last for at least 2 weeks,
yes,
they could be suffering from clinical depression. And then, you know, the first signs to look out for is often a change in a person's usual behavior. And then common symptoms that, you know, everyone has to look out for include a persistent, sad, anxious or empty mood, and a loss of interest in pleasure, in hobbies that were pleasurable before,
mm-hmm,
and feelings of hopelessness, pessimism, guilt, you know, worthlessness, helplessness. And then also telltale signs include insomnia, early morning awakening or oversleeping, and then appetite changes or weight loss or weight gain. And then decreased energy, fatigue, feeling run down, restlessness, you know, difficulty concentrating and remembering or making decisions. And then also persistent physical symptoms such as headaches and digestive disorders and chronic pain. And then, you know, thoughts of death or suicide or suicide attempts. So it's important to note that different people experience depression differently. Children may display unusual behavioral problems,
mm-hmm,
and in some people, also depression is characterized, you know, not so much by a sad mood as by increased irritability, unexplained pain, or other symptoms.
So traditionally, in the Black community, there's a huge stigma attached to mental health, and there's a lot of ignorance as well with regard and lack of information. Could you let us in on some of the coping mechanisms that individuals can use daily? I talked about the negative ways to cope. Can you let us in on the full spectrum of coping mechanisms?
Yeah, so if you have a clinical depression, it is a medical condition that needs to be treated by conventional strategies like medication and psychotherapy. But there are certain self-help techniques that can be beneficial. So to read and to learn more about depression will help you to understand the symptoms and the treatment and enable you to make informed decisions about your own well-being. Also joining a support group, they are throughout the country, available throughout the country, can help you to share ideas and experiences, as well as gain reassurance that you are not the only person with depression. And then also relaxation techniques, exercise and lifestyle changes have been noted to be beneficial in managing depression.
Mm-hmm.
So simple things that are often overlooked are just eating balanced meals, preferably not takeaway foods that are laden with fats and sugar.
Yes.
And then drinking enough water, and very importantly, exercising daily and maintaining a good sleeping pattern. So sleep is the thing. Most adults need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep per 24 hours. And disrupted sleep can be a sign of or a contributing factor for depression. So, you know, if a good idea is to take a break from screens before bedtime, switch off the computer, the television, your cell phone, so that your brain can get the hint that you are retiring for the day. And during a pandemic, things can change suddenly. So we all know that a lockdown can be announced with immediate effect, as we had experienced a few times. So it is good to plan ahead for these times, as this will also diminish anxiety.
And a large part of the concern is children. How do you help children during the pandemic?
Yeah, so, you know, in times of crisis, it is common for children to seek more contact and they can be more demanding towards their parents. So it helps to talk to your children honestly and on their level, and also to give them time and opportunities to share their concerns with you. So to ask their questions and take time to answer it. And then parents have to find ways, obviously, to handle their own anxiety, as children will pick up on parents' emotions. And then during lockdown, when children stay at home, it helps to keep routines in place and to incorporate fun activities into the daily routine, you know, such as preparing meals with the children, going for walks together or play board games together, which is something that I assume we rarely do. And then just to be a role model, you know, you yourself have to take breaks, get enough sleep and exercise, and stay connected with friends and family. And then your children will most probably follow your example.
And that's our health feature on how to work through pandemic depression with the Mental Health Information Center Director, Janine Rose. Janine, thank you for your time. Please do be safe.